filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Father, for this word that you have given us today. Thank you, Lord. Open up our hearts to receive that word today, Lord, that I may speak only what I hear Holy Spirit say. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. The word tells us in James 4:4-10, and I'm going to be reading Ephesians 6:10-18. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. A couple other translations reads it as this. Stand up to the devil and resist him, and he will turn and run away from you. Resist the devil. Stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. Ephesians chapter 6:10-18 tells us in the Passion Translation, be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Isn't that awesome? Be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Infused. Stand victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through you. Whew. Put on God's complete set of armor provided for us so that you will be protected as you fight against the evil strategies of the accuser. And as we'll talk a little bit later on, when we think of fighting, you're thinking of hands-on combat kind of thing. But, you know, when you're fighting the enemy, it's not that kind of fight. The fight toward if the enemy is trust and obey, amen, standing on the promises of God, confessing the word. When we talk about fighting, that's what we're talking about. Against the evil strategies of the accuser. Your hand-to-hand combat is not with human beings, but with the highest principalities and authorities operating in rebellion under the heavenly realms. For they are a powerful class of demon gods and evil spirits that hold this dark world in bondage. Because of this, you must wear all the armor that God provides, so you're protected as you confront the slanderer. For you are destined for all things and will rise victorious. So when you think about that, you're thinking that's contradicting. He's telling us to stand and fight, you know. But yet at the same time, he tells us that we're destined for all things and we will rise in victorious. So it's like, yeah, you're going to be standing up against these things, but guess what? You win in the end. You are a winner right now. Put on truth as a belt to strengthen your stand, to strengthen you to stand in triumph. Put on holiness as the protective armor that covers your heart. Stand with your feet alert. Then you'll always be ready to share the blessings of peace. In every battle, take faith as your wraparound shield. I like that. Wraparound shield. That means you're covered. Wraparound. Covered. Amen. For it is able to extinguish the blazing arrows coming at you from the evil one. Embrace the power of salvation's full deliverance like a helmet to protect your thoughts from lies. It always starts with our thoughts, church. Amen. And take the mighty, razor-sharp spirit sword of the spoken word of God. Woo! Pray passionately in the spirit as you constantly intercede with every form of prayer at all times. Pray in English, pray in the spirit. Amen. All forms of prayer. I got the awesome opportunity, I work full-time at Adonta, to go to a mandatory meeting. So when they get an email that says all staff must attend, you're thinking, this is going to be a long day. Amen. So one of the seminars that was presented was how to deal with an active shooter. And I thought, oh boy, here we go, you know. So, but when he began to talk, it wasn't just but a few seconds the Holy Ghost leaped inside of me. And I thought, uh-oh, I need to take notes. And I'm not much of a note taker. And so I thought, I got to take notes on this. Something good's going to come out of this. So the Holy Spirit began to stir in me. And so I'm going to take the notes that I took that day. I was actually going to bring the notes and read the notes first and then get into the message. And I forgot the notes, so we're going to do it this way. And we're going to take the notes that I received that day and incorporate into the message that God has given me. And so let's start off, before I get into that, the main message, let's start off by saying, you know, people's beliefs concerning Satan range from silly stuff to that he's not really existing at all. And a lot of it is just stuff from Hollywood. Amen. And to him not really being existence, to just a little red guy with horns and a pitchfork that sits on your shoulder urging you to sin. To the expression, like I said, in the movies from Hollywood, the very personification of evil, which he is. The Bible, however, gives us a clear portrait. Always go back to the Word. That's where it's found at. Always go back to the Word. Don't take just anybody's word for it. Go back to the Word. The Bible, however, gives us a clear portrait of who Satan is and how he affects our lives. A lot of people don't like to talk about the devil, and I'm not telling you to run around and look for him behind every door, crook, and cranny. But at the same time, we've got to know who we are opposing and who is opposing us. And if you don't know, then you're not going to know how to stand up against him. So ever since he was cast out of heaven along with the angels who chose to rebel with him, Satan has made his ultimate purpose to oppose God and lead the people of earth to rebellion as well. Satan has a certain authority in this world. He's called the God of this age, the prince of the power of the air. Why we are to be on alert, why we should be a sober mind. And your enemy, the devil, the word says, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone he can devour. And when I think about that, I think about the animal show, a kingdom thing on TV, you know, where the lion is creeping through the grass just looking for the prey, for a prey that's by itself to leap upon. And that's another message in itself. Because we're not loners in this thing, church. The devil wants you to be a loner. Amen. I need you, and you need me, and we need each other. Amen. So if he can isolate you. Uh-oh. So first of all, Satan is not omniscient. He knows many things from experience, but only God is all-knowing. He is not omnipresent. He has an individual personality, so he can only be in one place at one time. Only God can be everywhere, anytime, any place. The enemy makes you want to think he can be, but he is limited. And he can only have access to us as much as we allow him to. So when we say the devil is personally tempting us, or I'm under attack from the devil, it's his power working through his network of demons and influencing people to do things. And so when I thought of that, I thought these are the active shooters sent from the kingdom of darkness to throw those fiery darts at God's people. And sometimes we get hit because we are in this world, not of this world. So he sends out shooters, active shooters of demons, to target those sons and daughters that belong to God. So as the presenter began to talk and go through his presentation, I thought, wow, those of you that are here today that don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you're going to leave here with a lot of fear. And you'll see as I go through this why. Amen. So you're going to be leaving here, you're going to go out and get you a gun, you're going to get you some pepper spray, you're going to get you some mace. You know, you're going to go out of here armed. And you know, on Sunday morning, that's the way we ought to leave church. Because our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You ought to leave church like you've been to the gym, pumped up and ready to fight. That's right. Amen. That's what the Word of God does for you. Woo! Ha! Come on, somebody. So as he was going through this, I thought, wow, I'm glad for my relationship with Jesus Christ. And I'm not saying go out of here and not do what you know to do to protect yourself, but don't go crazy with it. Because fear is what paralyzes you. And fear will get you into more trouble than anything. Amen? So this is just the world. So the presenter began to say, you know, this is just the world we're living in today. But we've got to know that we have a relationship with Jesus, and perfect love casts out fear. He didn't say that, I did. So the presenter that was doing the seminar was a 34-year retired policeman. He worked with the FBI. And he did. This is what he works for a doctor now. Of course, he's retired, so why can't he get him a second job, right? So he worked with the FBI and did countless seminars on this particular subject. The minds of active shooters. And we know what influences them. Those of us that are saved and born again know what influences them. But that's what he did now. So he had so it was not just a novice standing up there telling us what we should do. So I'm getting sermons after sermons after this, but I got to stick with this. So he has some experience under his belt. I blame Pastor for that. He has taught me well. He has some experience under his belt. The Bible says a lot about learning from those older than we are. I don't necessarily mean in age. I mean some people that are not novices, some people that got some experience under their belt. I've been saved a long time, but I just didn't start doing this yesterday. I spent a lot of carpet time. I spent a lot of tears. I spent a lot of times being at God and arguing with God. I'm not telling you I've got it all together, but I can tell you I've got some experience under my belt. Amen? And I'm still learning and I'm still growing. So, you know, when this guy was saying, this is what you need to do, then you need to take heed to say, okay, this is what I need to do when I go out in public, is to look at my surroundings. Amen? And so the Bible says a lot about learning from all those that are older than wiser than we are. And 2 Timothy 2:2 says, the things of which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to these faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Philippians 4:9 tells us, the things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things. And the God of peace be with you. And I'm reminded when I first came here, every other Sunday, a couple Sundays I was here, God spoke to my heart very plainly. This is where you're to stay. This is where you're to be planted. And you're to watch the leaders of the church, which is Pastor Laverne and Pastor Jerry. You are to watch them. You are heed to their teachings. You are to watch how they conduct themselves outside of church. You should view their faithfulness. No one knew that but me and God. And so that I did. And I learned a lot from that. There's a lot of people that are not teachable. There's a whole lot of Christians that will not take love and correction. Amen? But I want to encourage you today to do that, even if it hurts. Take it. Ouch. Amen? So, from my notes, the presenter began to say, you're not safe anywhere anymore. When you go out your front door, sometimes even your own property, that's the world that we live in. And that's where I begin to think, you people that don't have a relationship with God here today, you can leave this place with a lot of fear. So this is not to instill in you. You know, this is not to make you fearful today. But this is to say, my faith has been stirred today. That the fiery darts that I've been feeling is from the enemy to get me out of the house of the Lord, to keep me from the word, to make me want to be discouraged and quit. Okay? So you're not safe anymore anywhere, he said. Out in public, you're not safe anymore. You hear on the news from small towns to big cities. I never thought it would happen here. How many's heard that? I never thought it would happen in our small town. I never thought it would happen at the university. I never thought it would happen at Walmart. Right. There are times in our lives we get hit from a fiery dart of the evil one. And I don't mean from the active shooters, but I mean discouragement. Trying to make you lose your joy. Keeping you out of the word. Amen. How many times have you heard one say, I never thought it would happen to me. I go to church. I pay my tithes. I love people the best I can. And I do all these things. But yet you got hit. But yet you got hit. You know, I never thought I'd get a divorce. I never thought that I would get that kind of health report. I never thought my family would turn their back on me after all I've done for them. I never thought my kid got on drugs. That was supposed to be that family down there that acted stupid and never went to church, and their kids are doing fine. And here mine is raised in church, and they're acting like heathens. Woo! I never thought it would happen to me, but it did. So what are you going to do with it? It did. Your family's been shot. You've been shot. So what are you going to do with if it did? But it did. We don't quit. We don't give in to fear. We are more encouraged to keep the faith because you know something big is going to happen. Amen. If the enemy is trying to get me to quit this hard, I can't wait to see what's through that small door. Amen. He's trying to keep me from something. something big.
Amen.
Amen. So the things you to do if you are at your workplace, in a mall or store, whatever, he said, run, hide, and fight. And don't think about that because you'll think of something I'm not going to say. But we'll get more into that in a minute. He said, if you're in a mall, and if you hear a sound that's a gunshot, if you hear a sound that even resembles a gunshot, if you're at work and you hear a sound, if you hear a filing cabinet fall over, I guess he was saying that every sound you hear, you better think it's a bullet. You better run, hide, and fight. That's why I said you better have a relationship with God or you're going to leave this place full of fear. Fear will paralyze you. Courage says stand up, get up, and watch God show out.
Amen.
Amen. Part of your victory is just showing up. Part of your victory is just showing up. That's why some of us come to church on Sunday morning. I'm here, God, so just show up. And I pray when we come in that with that attitude, including me, and the Holy Ghost just socks us on the floor before we sit down. Okay, I showed up. You lay there a while. Think about it. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. For God has not given us a spirit of cowardness, but of power, of love, and a sound mind, and wise direction, another translation says. So the presenter went on to say, if there is an active shooter present, he is looking for those who are sitting still and takes them by surprise. And so what happens with people when they see something happening and they hear that noise? Fear paralyzes them and they can't move. And that's what the enemy wants to do to us. When we hear the target of the enemy, he wants us to instill fear in us that we just sit still and not do nothing. He's looking for those who are sitting still. The active shooter of the network of the evil one is targeting people today. Those who are thinking, I don't need to pray. I don't really need to go to church. I don't really need that covering. I don't really need the church. I'm just a lone ranger. I have gifts, but I don't need to utilize them for the encouragement of others. I'm going to go to church because it's just something I need to do. You've got so much more in you than you realize right now. Just step out and start. Just step out and start. Amen. So the devil wants to isolate you from others. But as I said, we need each other. We're stronger together. There's power in unity. And we can go back, and the early church demonstrated this as they remained in one accord. The enemy knows there's power in unity. That's why he wants you to quit. And not be involved, and not hear the word, and become isolated and a lone ranger. This is why he is the master of division. And we know his job, the word tells us, is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he uses misunderstanding, he uses conflicts, he uses differences to divide the body of Christ, and therefore weaken us. We're all different. We all have different personalities. We all go about things the differently. But we all can reconnect with the Word. And that's our faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. So when an active shooter is present, he said, encourage others to go with you to a safe place immediately. If they don't, he says, then do not allow them to hold you back because it is your life at stake. And I'm going to tell you, not everybody is going to go where God is saying for you to go. And you're not supposed to take everybody with you. And that's what holds us back sometimes. Because we want to take everybody with us. God says, no, these are the people that you're going to go with you. Let them go. Give them to God. Give people to God and let him deal with it. We are not a people dealer. We are to present the word of truth and let the word do the work. So he said, if they do not, don't allow them to hold you back. There's an active shooter, a shooter on the premises, on the territory. Let's go. Let's get to a safe place. And they're thinking, I don't hear nothing. Oh, that was just something falling. That was just something. Don't worry about it. But you know there's something going on. So if they don't go, don't allow them to steal the calling from you. Don't allow them to hinder you from what you know God has called you to do. You pick it up, pack it up, stand up, show up, and God will show out. Amen. Don't ask me to repeat that. Listen, and you'll hear it again. Not everyone is going where you're going. Not everyone is going to see your heart. Not everyone is going to stand with you when times are tough. Fix your eyes on Jesus, who will always bring you through. Let people go, even when it hurts. Life is a journey. God is seeing the bigger picture. And this is where we're called to trust. We're given enough light for the step we are on. We have His word on that, and His plan for us is sure. So you stand up, show up, and watch God show up on your behalf. Woo! Amen. So we react to situations, the presenter said, by our experience, by a plan that is in place, or what we have been taught. He said, that's how we react to situations. By our experience, a plan that's in place, or what we have been taught. Can you imagine the Christians running out here, just running wild, don't have a plan, don't even know what the plan is, haven't been taught the plan? No plan in place when an active shooter invades their territory? When you're in a situation and the bullets start flying, that is not the time to have put a plan in place. That's how companies get sued. Because something happens and there wasn't a plan of action that was in place. But when we got saved, there was a plan of action already in place. And it was signed, sealed, and delivered by the blood of Jesus. And He arose on that third day and rolled the stone away. And all of it could be found in this word. This is what you can run to when you hear an active shooter and sends an active shooter that's invading your territory. So when the situation, the bullets start flying, it's not a time. You may not have time to run to the word. You may not have time to pick up and call your prayer partner or your prayer warriors. You may not have time to send a text. At job locations where I work, we're to know. It's mandatory to know where the manuals are at and what the manuals say in case something happens. It's my job, as I stand behind the pulpit, or my calling, I should say, I don't consider it a job, is to present you the safety manual for life. And if you listen to what I say, it will save you a lot of heartache and a lot of trouble. Amen. And this is your safety manual. Amen. It's already written in red. And whatever trouble you find yourself in, there's not anything that you go through in life, no situation concerning you, your household, or anybody that cannot be found in this safety manual. And the Bible says He daily loadeth us with those benefits. The greatest insurance protection that you can have. And it's not just to keep you out of hell and get you into heaven. That's a sure thing when you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord. I've said it before, I'll say it again. We sure need a lot of help on our way. We sure need a lot of help on our way. So we've been given the word to His plan for this life. Get the word in you on the sunny days. When the bullets aren't flying and everything's happy, happy, happy. Get the word in you then because rain's coming. It's not if, it's when. It's not if, but it's when. Because rainy days are coming no matter what. The word, and when those fiery darts start coming and the enemy comes on your turf and starts firing those fiery bullets, guess what's going to happen? You hear it and you sense it and you may feel it and you begin to say, oh, shalamati koho sotoya. No devil. The word says that greater is He that's in me than anything you can throw at me. The word says that He's got me covered, that I can run to Him for refuge. Amen. And that word, like Laverne does, it just pops up in her. And that's the way it should be for us. When you feel Him coming and shooting fiery darts at you and your home and your children or whoever, that word will just start popping up in you. And you just get a hold of that word and stand on it. Your word that goes out from my mouth, God. Your word that goes forth out of my mouth. It won't return to me empty. And sometimes we refer that to God. But it can be applied to our lives as well. God, when I began to speak your word, you said right in Jeremiah that you have seen well. You said, I'm ready to perform your word. And one translation says that you're watching over your word to make sure it's performed. So the word that goes out of my mouth, God, your word, it's not going to return to me empty. It will accomplish what I desire and what I've spoken it for. And it will achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Hallelujah. If there's an active shooter on the premises, the presenter said, turn off your cell phone. Don't allow it to make any noise at all. The enemy only has access to us to what we give him. And we give him a lot more information than we should. Don't make any noise to attract where you are at. And he gave an example one time. I don't know if he was in California or not. The mall had an active shooter. There was people in the bathroom, so they decided to call the local news. Guess what the local news did? And he was saying the local news is not always your friend. So when there's an active shooter on your premises, you need to watch who you're talking to. You just don't tell anybody. Sometimes you just need to be quiet. So guess what the local news did? There are 7 people hid in the bathroom. Guess who heard that? He was in a mall. TVs were on. He heard that. And guess where the active shooter went? Because he had one purpose and one purpose only. And that was to take out as many people as he could. And that's what the enemy does. His purpose is to take you out. To cause you to quit and give up. Amen. So you just don't let anybody know. Sometimes you're better off just to be quiet and keep it between you and the Lord. Amen. You cannot argue with an active shooter, for they have their mind made up to do one thing and the one thing only, and that is to take out whoever gets in their path. And that's the same way with the network of demons that are in this world today and influencing other people. The word tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue, so we need to watch what we say. When we feel that when we sense there's an active shooter that has invaded our territory and that has invaded our life. Life and death and the power of the tongue. We have to watch what we say, church. And know that we're speaking the word and the word only. Don't try to convince the devil that the promises of God are real and not true because he's a bully. He is a bully. You can't convince him of truth because he is the father of lies. He already knows he's been doomed. He's trying to convince us that he's not. So don't argue with him. Don't argue with him. What you give voice to is what you give strength to. The more you talk, the more access you give him, and you give more strength to that which you voice, because you begin to hear over and over what you voice. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. Rejection, rejection, rejection. That every time somebody looks at you wrong, every time somebody says something that you don't understand, guess what's going to pop up? That spirit of rejection. That spirit of unworthiness. We are loved by the King. Amen. The presenter said, when you are in that situation, use whatever is at your disposal to take an active shooter out. And just for your information, he said a fire extinguisher was the best thing. But we were told to use whatever is at your disposal, take your active shooter out. We have the word that's at our disposal. And the greatest one word we have is Jesus. The name of Jesus that's more powerful than any other name of sickness, disease, or anything else. The name of Jesus. We have the word that we've hidden in our hearts. And when a situation arises, it just comes out, like I said before, that word. So when the enemy, when the shooter, when the devil has sent out an active shooter on your territory, and you feel him shooting those fiery darts at you, use what's at your disposal, which is the word of God. Because he's trying to get you to doubt the word. And if he can get you to doubt the word, guess what? The presenter says your escape doors in your workplace, or if you go to another restaurant, take a moment to look around and see where the exits are at. Because he says you know the door that you've come in, but you know the door that you're going to have to go out. Anybody get that? You know where you've come from. So you come through the door of salvation. There you stand. You've not made any more move to all these doors that are provided for you. Look around, church. There's so many doors of opportunities. But maybe it's not the right color. Maybe it's not big enough. Maybe it's too small. I don't know where it's going to go. What if I get through it and I don't like it? What if you get through it and you do like it? So we stay stuck at salvation and never go any further. You know the door you came in, but do you know the door where you may exit? You know where you came from, but do you know where you're going? And I'm not talking about heaven. Because your salvation is secure if you're saved. If you should be hit by a bullet or down, he said, law enforcement will actually step over you if they know the active shooter is still on the premises. And sometimes in life, we are knocked down. Part of living. And help seems a long time in coming. And there may be all kinds of noises around you, and you are so weak, so discouraged, so depressed, so oppressed that you can't even lift your hand and say, help. And you think you're being passed by. But God has said to somebody today, you just need to lay there and be still. You're not going to plead out. You're not going to plead out. You just need to stay quiet right now. Just stay quiet. I'm dealing with some things. I'm dealing with that enemy that's come to cause you to be discouraged and lose hope and lose your joy. You just need to lay still. I'm coming back for you. I'm not going to leave you alone. Just hold on. So sometimes when you're laying there, you think all hope is gone. And it seems like help is a long time in coming. Just hold on. Help is on the way. Help is on the way, Bobby and Vivian. Help is on the way. Psalms 46 tells us God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. You may just need to be still and let God do what he needs to do to take care of the shooter. And he will send help. Psalms 46 says, be still and know that I'm God. Be still. It's to be quiet in God's presence. The phrase to be still means to stop frantic activity. To let down. To be still. Yeah. And how many times do we get shot by the fiery dart of the enemy and we're like, yeah. It's not a cry for help. It's a frantic cry of fear. Amen. Because sometimes our prayers are weary prayers and prayers of doubt. And God said, just agree with me. But to be still is not to be frantic. It means to rest and know that God's got you. Amen? So God's people being still will involve looking to the Lord for help, trusting him, obeying him. So when the enemy starts shooting the fiery darts at you, don't go into panic mode. Go into word mode. Don't go into panic mode. Go into word mode. I'm reminded of someone in the Bible. And I don't know if I'm going to pronounce his name right. Y'all know I can't talk half right. I'm reminded of Shammah, one of David's mighty men in 2 Samuel 23:11. Philistines were gathered together in a troop, and there's a piece of ground full of lentils, and some translation says peas. And the Bible, the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood his ground. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory. There was a whole bunch of them active shooters that day. There was a whole army of them. And sometimes in our life, we feel like the devil has sent a whole army of active shooters to our premises. But it don't matter. Amen? It doesn't matter. Don't take that into consideration. Others had ran off. Have you ever noticed sometimes when you're in trouble, that's where you know that who the people are standing with you is the ones that's going to stick around. Everybody left for the pea patch. Except Shammah. I don't know what your pea patch is, but the devil will send active shooters to get you out of your pea patch. You know, his attitude was, when everybody ran off, Shammah stayed. And his attitude was, this is my pea patch. I can't go nowhere. This is what God has entrusted me to defend. And I'm not going anywhere. And if he's entrusted me to take care of my pea patch, he's going to send the angels that are needed to protect me. So I'm not going anywhere. It may not be much in anyone else's eyes, but mine it is. You ever had those well-meaning people in your life? You're defending your pea patch, whether it's your children, your marriage, your job, but it's something that you know God's given you to fight for and to stand for and to defend. And other people come along and begin to say, why are you still standing? Why are you still praying for that? Why are you still doing that? And you need to look at them and say, that's my pea patch, and just you mind your own business. Because I don't know what your pea patch is, but you do. And if you're a believer or something and it's in line with the scripture, I'll believe with you. And I'll help you keep the active shooters out. So he was determined not to surrender to the enemy. So what you are standing for may not look much to others, but it's what God has given you to stand for. And I don't know what that is, but you and God do. But to you, it's worth fighting for. To you, it's worth defending. And like I said, others may have said, give up. Look how long it's been. You're never going to see the change. You're never going to see the victory. You may have been left standing alone, but not by God. Because he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Never, 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 never. Amen. So sometimes standing alone in your pea patch is a good thing. It gets rid of the enemy. It gets rid of a lot of the naysayers and soothsayers and all kinds of sayers. 2 Samuel, as I said, he stood there and he defended. We fight by continuing to stand, by continuing to believe the word, by continuing to trust the one who has already won the fight for us. And the Bible says the Lord worked a great victory for Shema and is doing the same for you today. Amen and amen. Do you see that word today? So if you get an active shooter on your premises, a demon, whatever that he's working through, who he's working through, stand still and know that God is working on your behalf. Don't give access. Don't give too much information out for the enemy to work with. It may be up here, but don't let it out of there. Don't let it into the atmosphere for him to get a hold of and work against you. Amen. Let's stand. Father, we thank you for this, your word today that has encouraged us and caused us to leave here with our spiritual muscles bigger than they were when we came in. Thank you for your word today, Lord, that has encouraged us. And we've come in this place today to be encouraged and then to go out and to present this truth to others. And whatever we may encounter outside of these walls, nothing takes you by surprise. You've already went before us and made the way. And you're calling us to just trust and obey and believe that you will do what you said you would do. But you are a good, good Father. I thank you for those that are listening today, those that are here today. I just speak your favor over them, that they are blessed, that they are the head and not the tail, that your blessings are running to overtake them. I speak over you today. God's best, that no weapon formed against you in your home shall prosper. But God's raising up a standard against it. And we thank you for that today, Father. And everybody said, amen and amen.